This is WHYY News from Philadelphia. I'm Kenneth Burns. Activists assembled outside the Philadelphia office of Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick on Monday. WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky reports they brought cake. And he also explains why.
Let's sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
The cake was for the senator's 61st birthday. However, the local advocacy group, Peace Justice Sustainability Now, also brought a list of 12 things they say the senator could do for his constituents, like voting against the Golden Dome missile defense system and voting for a bill that would require immigration agents to display identification. However, David Gibson says they have one primary demand.
Our number one ask is to sit down and talk to constituents around being represented. And we think many constituents aren't being represented.
The event was part of the group's weekly Mondays at McCormick's gathering they have held since March of last year, shortly after the senator took office. Carmen Russell Sluchansky, WHYY News.
Where is Dave?
A prototype hybrid electric plane that can land and take off from an ultra-short runway made a test flight from the Tioga Marine Terminal. Politicians and business leaders who observed the flight Monday said they're looking forward to seeing Philly become home to facilities that service next-generation aircraft and create jobs. Max Tuttleman is CEO of LAND, which aims to develop runways and hangars for the planes.
Philadelphia and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania can be one of the first beneficiaries of this type of technology. Areas for these aircraft to land, recharge, hangar facilities, the electric infrastructure behind those types of facilities, terminal facilities.
The plane is manufactured by Virginia-based Electra. They aim to start selling a larger model for commercial flights in 2030. Partly sunny with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, high in the upper 80s, at last check 81 degrees at 11:06.